This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Dyslexia Devoted, the podcast dedicated to building awareness, understanding, and strategies to help those with dyslexia. I'm your host, Lisa Parnello, dyslexia therapist and founder of Parnello Education Services. Join me as we dive into today's episode of Dyslexia Devoted. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode. I am your host, Lisa Parnello. This week, I am very excited that I have a brand new workshop ready to go for you. Before we get into that, I have a really important update, which is they made new requirements for business owners for the way they send emails, and it's basically a security thing in the background. But through this process, I have discovered that significantly less of my emails got to some of you guys this week. So if you could do me the hugest favor in the whole world, if you are a Dyslexia Devoted newsletter subscriber, if you could go check your junk box and see if it's there and mark it as not spam, that would be fantastic. And if you open up any of the emails and click links within them, it teaches the email server systems that I am a real person, not just a bunch of junk mail. If you're not on the Dyslexia Devoted newsletter, I would love for you to join us. It's at parnelloeducation.com/email, because everybody who's on the email newsletter ends up getting the access to things like the workshop I'm about to tell you about today before everybody else. So you actually get access to things a lot sooner, and sometimes there's little secret extra promo codes and things like that that only get sent through the emails. Welcome to episode number 87 of Dyslexia Devoted, and today we're talking all about boosting kids' writing skills. This was something that I had gotten many requests from lately about many families wanting to know how to help their kids with writing, and also from other educators wanting to know how to support kids with writing. So I was able to put a little poll out to some of you guys and find out the best way in order to give this workshop for you. I had planned to do it live, but I got most of the feedback was that most people would actually prefer on demand. And the people who wanted it live each gave me a different day. One person said Friday, one person said Saturday, and one person said Sunday. And I have done workshops before where there was only one person who attended live, and it's real awkward. So I went ahead and made it on demand so you guys can watch it at any time. So the Writing Booster Workshop is all set to go at parnelloeducation.com/courses. And you can go ahead and access for just $37 the workshop, and it's available on demand, watch on your own time, watch it as many times as you want. Once you have access to it, you keep access for the lifetime of the course. I just finished recording the workshop, which is why this episode is going to be a little shorter. That way I don't lose my voice after already having recorded other stuff already today. So let's go over what is included in the Writing Booster Workshop. In the workshop, I talk about the things that make writing so challenging for kids and why it is always such a battle to get kids to write, especially those with learning differences. We talk about the foundations of writing and how you can build up those foundations in order to get more successful writers. We talk about the importance of creating good topics for kids to write about, and that way they have more motivation to go ahead and do their writing. And then one of the most important parts is breaking down the writing process one piece at a time so that you can see how we can break down a writing assignment in order to make it much more achievable for a child to get it done. This workshop is presented in a way that whether you're a parent or an educator, you will get some great stuff out of it. Over the years, so many kids have come into my office because of dyslexia, but then most of the time they don't leave once they know how to read. Often our very next step is to work on writing. Writing is one of those things that has a lot of different elements that you need to know how to do in order to be successful. And there's a lot of things to think about all at one time that can be really challenging for kids, especially those who struggle with processing of information. In this workshop, I talk about all the strategies that I use with real kids doing real assignments and real examples of what kind of breakdown I would do with the kids on how to get the best piece of writing out of them. And I also talk about some of the curriculum and things like that that I like to use to teach kids their writing skills. So I really hope that you join me for the Writing Booster Workshop. And if you are interested in the Spelling Booster Workshop, that one is also still available too. And I believe I have it set up where if you buy the Writing Booster Workshop, you also get a discounted rate of the Spelling Booster Workshop at the checkout page. I believe if you scroll down a little, I don't think it's at the very top of the checkout page. So if you're interested in one or both of those, they are both available right now. And before I end today's episode, I thought I would end with a funny story, which is that this week I had somebody reaching out asking about my summer services and what I have to offer. And just out of curiosity, I asked how they had heard about me. And I got the best, most unexpected answer I've ever heard. One of my current clients apparently was talking about how I was the one who had helped their child and taught their dyslexic kid how to read while they were in line at CVS at the pharmacy. And somebody, two people back from them in line, was accidentally eavesdropping, and they recently had their child diagnosed with dyslexia. And so they accidentally overheard the name of the person who helped their child learn to read. And then they decided to Google me as they're standing there in line. And then now I'm going to help work with their kid this summer. So I thought that was just so funny. But it really just shows the power of spreading the word to your friends. So if you are really enjoying this podcast and you've really enjoyed some of the things you've learned from the episodes, it would mean the absolute world to me if you could spread the word to your friends and other educators and parents and things like that about the Dyslexia Devoted podcast and keep making dyslexia more aware to everyone around us. And that is it for today, because I'm about to go hit publish on that brand new workshop, and I'm so excited for you to get to enjoy it. And I hope this really helps a lot of parents and educators, because I know that writing is a huge hurdle that many kids struggle with after they learn to read. That's it for today. Short and sweet. I hope you join me next time. Sign up for the Dyslexia Devoted newsletter. If you already get it, go double check that it didn't go straight to your spam box this week's. I would love if you just go in and click something on the link, even if you don't need anything from there, just to teach the email system they are real things that you really enjoy getting. And that way the email system will go back to normal, because it went from having half of you open an email the day I send it to like 2% of you. So I know there are more of you that read the email than that each week, and it means the world to me that I can provide you with helpful resources. So make sure you keep getting them. And that's it for today. Go check out the course at parnelloeducation.com/courses, or you can find the link down in the show notes of wherever you are listening to this episode. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you want to learn even more about dyslexia, check out parnelloeducation.com/courses. See you next time.